Well, as many of you may have already seen reflected in your household bills, electricity is costing us considerably more and likely to do so for some time, likely to remain a big political issue too. Now, a couple of months back on Saturday Extra, you might recall I interviewed Nigel Morris on these matters. He's the director of Solar Business Services. And in our interview, we talked about my own foray into renewable energy and the solar panels I'd installed at my house last year. Despite this, I was wondering why my own bills still seemed so high. So he offered to conduct one of the energy audits he carries out for people, and I decided to take him up on that. And you're about to hear a recording of just part of his extensive review, moving around our house with all its various modern additions. So please bear with us as we move through various rooms. You might even like to have a pencil handy to note down some of Nigel's tips and tricks as well. And please do forgive my excitable budgies trying to join in the conversation. Nigel.
Geraldine, how are you?
Thank you very much for coming. I'm sort of decided to submit myself to your gaze, given my electricity bills. So come through and I'll make us a cup of coffee.
Let's have a look.
Okay, now, with the coffee intact, armed with the bills, I hate doing this. I'll have to admit, I hate the sort of exposing my bills to somebody to look at, but I am really shocked at the bills, like thousands of other Australians, because I put in this solar system last year, and, you know, you're going to have a look and see whether you think that's working properly. But see, this is the last electricity account, which was $983. Does anything yell out at you?
The first thing that we can see is that you're using nearly 20% of your energy is in the peak rate. Now, that's good because it means that the vast majority, you're getting at a lower price. That's good. And to get it below 20% is probably going to be tricky for you. Reducing your peak is going to be the first thing we can look at. You're using a lot in the shoulder, 50% in the shoulder, and 30% in off-peak. And that's pretty typical, I would suggest, of what most people are going to end up doing.
Right. And this is a four-bedroomed house. There's lots of glass. I try to cover the glass as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But it's quite open, which modern houses are. Is that type of... So I've used 4,293, and there's two of us in the house, but with lots of young kids visiting, and for a while a lodger. So is that 4,900 kilowatt hours? Is that roughly, you know, does that sound about right, or are we...
It's high, and I'm looking here over the page, average daily usage. So what they've done is split out all that consumption, that 4,000 over the period of the bill, and we've got your average consumption. Now, your average consumption listed here is about 2.5 times the average house.
Is it?
Yes.
Gosh. See, I knew this would be painful.
So there's a lot of energy being used.
Wrong.
Well, we'll dig around and we'll see if we can find where that's coming from. And I suspect that we can find a couple of big ticket items that are probably using the majority of that.
So let's just sort of walk around. I mean, I'm sort of just now counting all the downlights, and there are a few.
Six in this room?
Yes, I know.
Six, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yep, I reckon you've got 50.
Yes. I actually seem to recall, you know, on the specifications, it was something like about 54,
and
I think.
And a little heater, gas.
That's gas heater.
Excellent, yeah, excellent. That's good. What? Now, the other thing I noticed, as I was walking in, one thing that you can do, which you can get very cheaply and very economically now, is you can get a sensor on your lights coming down the pathway, because I notice you've forgotten to turn the switch off. So those lights are on, and they're incandescent globes. A, you don't need them on during the day, and a sensor would allow them to switch off automatically. And B, if you replace those incandescents with a more efficient compact fluorescent or a halogen or some other type of globe, you can knock a little bit more off out there.
I thought I had a sensor. It must not be working. See, this is what happens, you see. Things break down, and you don't realise that they've broken down.
That's right.
Okay. The air conditioning. Now, we've got a reverse cycle, which I didn't want, but my husband wanted. And we try to be really prudent, and we turn it on for sort of an hour at a time, and then it clicks off. I just noticed it's saying the filter needs cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the sort of thing that reduces your efficiency and actually adds to your bill?
Yes, it is. All these, it's like, the best analogy I can think of is to think of a house a little bit like a car. If your tyres are flat, you'll use a bit more fuel. If your air conditioner filter is blocked, you'll use a little bit more power. And all of these little things contribute to a bill rising up slowly but surely.
Maybe we should look at the other thing that's sitting there. I have a feeling it's a white elephant. My solar system. Right. Okay, so here we are down at the solar inverter with all its various dials, which is on the side of the house that, frankly, I don't come down to very much. We had a fault on it, but that's supposedly been fixed. But when I look at my bills, it basically shows sort of total credits over the last three bills of sort of 42 cents. In other words, I got into the second tier of rebate, the 26 cents.
Yes.
And I was starting to expect that I would, you know, that I'd be getting real credits of sort of $150 or something or other, a bill. That's how I'd imagined it, towards reducing my costs. So can you understand that?
What I can see straight away is there is something going on. Firstly, the amount of energy that's being generated that your bill shows is far less than I would expect. Secondly, I can see on your inverter, we can see the power coming out of your solar array now, and it is nothing like what I would expect to be coming out at, what is it, nearly 11 o'clock on a crystal clear, cool winter's day in Sydney. So what we need to do is have a look at your solar panels.
We'll walk around.
Let's do that.
Okay, so we're walking up the side of the house to see whether Nigel can actually see the panels. And he's just jumping up on the neighbours.
Ah, yes. Okay. So.
So I think I've got 1.5 kilowatt insulation. Is it seven panels?
Yes, that looks to be what it is. And straight away, I can see the reason why it's not doing what we expect, and that's because your neighbour's house is shading it. Predominantly, that big chimney and the high peak on that roof is casting a shadow across about 40 or 50% of the solar panels.
And see, they've done a renovation, and obviously that... See, this is the sort of thing that happens to you, isn't it? That wasn't
right.
Fully taken in, I suppose.
Yes. That impact of shading is very, very significant. Even though it's not shading all of your panels, the best way to describe it is kind of like when you stand on a hose. It just stops all the pressure and the flow of that energy coming through. And so even though the whole thing is not shaded, you've got a fair chunk of it shaded, and that means that there's virtually nothing coming out of your solar panels. So that's the number one reason you're not generating as much as you're expecting.
All right, that's a real issue for me. Fixing that's going to take money, isn't it?
It's going to take a little bit of money. I don't think there's a simple solution. No, there's not a simple solution for shading. The only thing that we can do is move the panels.
Mm. Okay, so let's go back, because there is another aspect. We put a solar hot water system in, which serves the downstairs.
Yes.
But we had an electric one for upstairs, because I thought that was the only option we had. Now, is that a problem?
Heating water with electricity is a prodigious consumer of energy, and on average it's 30 to 40% of a bill. So I would guess that you're probably pretty typical in that sense. Now, there may be a simple solution. If you've got a solar hot water one down here, we may be able to, a relatively cheap solution may be simply to plumb that in upstairs and switch that electric one off. That may be your best solution.
So I just want to take you upstairs, Nigel, to where the boys, my son and all his mates, sit around playing their Wiis, like we're sort of in this... So there's everything. I couldn't begin to explain all the various chords and everything.
Yep.
But is that taking up a lot?
So I'm looking...
And there's a fridge there, which you'll hate.
Oh, there's a little fridge, okay. So I'm looking here and I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 devices all on standby.
Yes.
They're probably using at least 20 to 30 watts. Might be better, but this is a pretty big plasma. You know what? I'll run down and get my meter.
I'll
measure it.
Okay, righto. What does this little meter do?
Okay, so this little device can buy them in all sorts of places. I bought it at the local hardware shop the other day. They're worth about $25. And it basically measures how much energy you're using, and you can program in the price and various other factors. So what I've done is I've made sure all your devices are all going through this same meter, and I've plugged it in, and I'm now measuring. And what I can see is that even though there's no one home, the combination of these four devices is using 100 watts.
Really?
Yes. Now, that's not a huge amount of energy, but I notice there's another TV and another
downstairs.
Player downstairs, yeah. So that would probably be using about 100 watts as well. So you've got 200 watts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, being used for the convenience of being able to flip the switch when you come in the room.
Mm.
There's a really simple solution to this one, and that is a master switch. You like a power board here, which everything's plugged into, but it's a master switch which you hit and it'll switch everything off when you leave the room.
Each room has a master switch.
You can put a master switch on all manner of devices. I gave one of these to my dad recently, and he plugged a whole bunch of different PowerPoints, had these little devices on them, and he's got one master switch in the kitchen. So when he goes to bed, he hits that master switch and he knows all these standby devices switch off with one switch.
How much does that device cost?
They're about $20.
Truly?
Truly.
Right. Okay, well, let's take your clever little meter down to the washing machine now, to which I'm just putting a cycle on. So come back into the laundry,
because
I've just got onto a cycle now.
Good.
This good old washing machine, which I think might be reaching its end.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so that's using just under 500 watts. So that's about half as much as a toaster.
Right.
Quite a lot of power. Now, what I can tell you, that's really good that we've got that number now, because what you can do now is go to the star rating comparison website. When you start looking for a new washing machine, you know how much yours uses now. So now you've got a benchmark, and when you go to that website, you can look for a device that uses less than that. We also know that it uses about 500 watts on a cycle. So when you go into your department store to start looking for a new fridge, you can turn all the washing machines back, turn them around and look for the rating. You've also got the number here, which is your energy rating label. That tells you on average how much it will use in a year.
And so when I do go to buy one, what is it, an apple and apple comparison? You say this uses 500. This is using 500 watts during a cycle.
Correct.
And what will it show me on the back of the machine?
Yeah, the trick is what it'll say is the peak wattage that it uses on the back. So you can only really use the peak wattage as a guide, but you'll find different devices have different peak wattages. The star rating is designed to give you that apples to apples comparison.
Right.
So you've got a three and a bit star.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the five stars.
Right.
Start with the five stars.
Okay, God, I've got a lot of work to do, haven't I? So thank you, Nigel. That's been bracing, but utterly worthwhile.
You're most welcome.
Yes, well, look, I've got a lot of work to do. I'm doing it, believe you me. It's happening. That's the thing, you get all these diagnoses and you've got to act and you take all the phone calls to actually get things in place and to find out why. Subsequent to that, we found out that it looks like the solar hot water system may not have been properly connected in the first place, and so I'm also pursuing that. Anyway, look, I do hope that helped others, and you might very much let me know about whether you've taken your own bill to task and what you've found out about it and how much you've saved.